From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. One out of every four people in Idaho is a family caregiver. That's according to the Idaho Caregiver Alliance, which provides support to those thousands of people who take care of family members who can no longer take care of themselves. They're husbands and wives taking care of sick spouses. They're adult children who are caring for aging parents. They're also moms and dads taking care of children with sometimes severe medical conditions. They are unpaid, they are often overworked, and they are frequently overwhelmed by the day-to-day task of caring for the people they love. Dr. Sarah Taves is director of the Alliance, and she directs the Interdisciplinary Center for the Study of Aging at Boise State University. And she's joining us today to talk about the role of caregivers and also about the Alliance's 13th annual conference, which is set for this Saturday. Sarah, nice to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
So how many family caregivers are there in Idaho?
You know, that's a great question. We estimate there's at some point during a year, there's about 300,000 individuals who serve in this role as a family caregiver. And I appreciate that perspective you shared in this introduction. And it's not just about older people. It is really across the lifespan that we think about family caregivers in this incredible role. And with that lifespan perspective, we are seeing a dramatic impact of the caregiving role on the ability to maintain employment and the ability to support yourself and your family. So we're seeing a greater impact not only on individuals, but also on the system and the businesses in Idaho related to those responsibilities that a family caregiver juggles.
So not only does it impact them being able to be gainfully employed because this caregiving takes up so much time, caregivers are normally unpaid, and we're talking thousands of hours of work that they do. So I'm curious about how much money this actually saves our healthcare system with these family members taking on such a burden.
Yeah. A huge cost savings. And I give a shout out to our healthcare systems. I think they are really working to be increasingly person family centered in their care transition work. And they are, so I know they recognize the value of family caregivers. I think we have opportunity there to how do we weave a system of support that actually engages healthcare providers, health insurers in supporting this family caregiver that is an essential piece of really the caregiver team.
So talk to us a little bit about your organization, the Idaho Caregiver Alliance. What is the mission of this alliance?
Yeah, so we're really here to serve as the voice and convener and a catalyst to support unpaid family caregivers. There is no other entity in the state that's thinking about the caregiver across the lifespan. Most funding that comes from state or federal dollars is very specifically tied to a condition or an age group. And our role is to really think about how do we build the connections between programs like the Idaho Parents Unlimited and AARP Idaho and the Area Agencies on Aging. How do we build the linkages between those organizations that all care and value for family caregivers, but their funding streams are often quite specific to, an age-specific individual?
So, Dr. Taves, we've talked already in this conversation about the overwork and overwhelm of being a caregiver. And I think that, you know, that they must often feel that way. So what kinds of tips or resources can you recommend to folks who are caring for a loved one and really don't know where to turn to maybe get some relief?
Yeah, great question, Gemma. I think it really is looking at the caregiver recognizing the important role they play, and that it is not a normal workload that they carry. So to recognize that I might need some special assistance or some additional support. And so I might share that with my neighbors, or I might share that story with members of my faith-based congregation to let folks know of what's going on in my life and how they might be able to provide some support for me. We also, through our work through the Idaho Caregiver Alliance, we host the free Low Barrier Family Caregiver Navigator program, which is a telephonic or telephone-based system where a caregiver can spend some time with a social worker and really thinking about what are the resources in their community that they could tap, and also that person on the line helping them connect with other systems and programs in the state that may be able to support them in their role as a caregiver.
So I only have a couple of minutes.
We of course have our 13th annual caregiver conference, which is a great celebration of caregivers and an opportunity for them to come together and learn from others and learn from each other.
So I just wanted to talk about that conference coming up this weekend. I only have about a minute left with you. Tell us what people can expect.
So this is an all-day event. It's virtual. We have closed registration, but we are opening it back up until noon tomorrow, so noon on Friday. We would love to have you join us at this conference. It is a full day of a keynote speaker by Dara Ray, who leads the Idaho Learn organization. We have breakout sessions in both the morning and afternoon. We have a special presentation by Open Arms Dance Project, speaking of the power of music and movement in our world as caregivers, and also a panel on intimacies and the challenges of intimacy that caregivers faced, as well as emergency preparedness. So it is a full day of learning and communing with other family caregivers in a virtual platform.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Really appreciate your time today.
It's a pleasure, Gemma. Thank you.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Sarah Taves. She's the director of the Idaho Caregiver Alliance. We've been talking about the Alliance's 13th annual conference, which is set for this Saturday. We will, of course, put some links on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.